Blog Talk Radio. Good night, good night. Welcome to Diamond Talk Radio with your host, Chanella Beretta L, and we are on the last episodes of Diamond Talk for this segment, Diamond Nights. We're counting down to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020, and we're going to be doing something that we haven't done in all of Diamond Talk history. We're going to go live on video, so keep it locked, stay tuned, follow Diamond Talk Radio on Instagram, also Divine Diamond on YouTube. You just never know where we're going to pop up, so keep it locked. So we're going to be going into just a few topics. We're not going to go crazy. These are Diamond Nights. Our diamond nights, we're crystallizing, we're relaxing, we're flowing, and we're healing. It's the real 2020 vision, the Diamond Phenomenon 2020 vision, and we're counting down until the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. We were supposed to set it off for the summer solstice, but instead, we decided to be still and harness our energies and keep the downloads coming and just focusing on evolving and healing and getting all the information that is being available, as being made available to us at this time, the light codes, so to speak. Light codes are light energy, biophotons that we absorb from the sun and other divine sources of light, like the stars, the moon, and we are mostly light. That is what is needed for us to thrive, and we elaborate on that. I'm dropping a book called Heaven for the last quarter of 2020. So look out for that, diamondsareforever.ca. Become a private member. Most of our products and services are for private members only, for private use only. We deal with herbal energetics and clinical studies and holistic support to help maintain a high vibration. If you like the things that we stand for and support what we talk about, don't be shy to make a donation. Become a private member. Donation buttons are on that as well. You can check out the shop and check out our herbal products, supplements, organic fabric, organic clothing, and the Diamond Retreat, which is also for private members only. It's a physical or a virtual experience where we're basically just healing and you're getting consultation and support to maintain a high vibration, because the signs of the times that we're in right now, you want to focus on ourselves and healing ourselves and getting back to self, because the kingdom of heaven is within, and whoever knows themselves will find it. When was the last time you've been back inside? So many people don't feel at home in their own body, and it's by their own hands, whether they realize it or not. And we have the power to take control back of our lives and our body and our mind and our heart and our soul, and just being in alignment with nature. So there's no greater feeling than that. So Diamonds Are Forever is here in full support. We will be back at the end of 2020 and 2012. And with a new segment, Life Beyond the Stars. So that's basically what we're preparing for with these Diamond Nights, for the countdown to the Diamond Phenomenon. We are preparing for Life Beyond the Stars. Are you ready? These Diamond Nights, it's tea time. I am having chamomile and lavender from my Diamond Tea House collection. Again, you can check out our business page, Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram, for our holistic supplements, our teas, organic fabric clothing, slow fashion, traditional robes, all that good stuff. We have a lot of variety of different things, herbal styles, and there's a whole bunch of different things. So if you're interested, you can check that out as well. Right now, I'm having chamomile and lavender. So I'm closing my night with this delicious tea. And it's so good, but I haven't really thought about advertising it or pushing this blend. But it's such an amazing blend, and I think you will enjoy it too. So look out for that. That's going to be one of my next posts on Diamond Dreams 13 on Instagram. And also, you can check out our product line on diamondsareforever.ca once you become a private member. It's free to become a private member. All you have to do is sign up with your email and all that stuff. But again, it would be easier and faster if you were to send me a direct message on Diamond Dreams 13. Let me know your email and everything just for faster approval, because private members are usually fully scanned before they're accepted due to previous privacy violations. So I would like to know all my members personally. My co-workers and people working alongside me would have to have an idea of who they are as well. So references is always a plus, mutual references and all that. So yeah, become a private member. Would love to have you. DiamondsAreForever.ca. We had a tea drop last week, which is a personal favorite. I've been drinking Yarrow and Motherwort combination. It's been an amazing contribution to me, especially when I'm like winding down and I decide to call it sunset. And I was debating whether it should be called sunrise or sunset. But I've decided to go with sunset, as it does target the central nervous system, especially with the addition of marigold and motherwort. Is an amazing antidepressant. It relaxes. It connects to the heart. It really just brings everything back into balance. It really does have mother qualities. And yarrow is a digestive herb, but it also assists with the solar plexus. So you can check out the details of this tea blend on Diamond Dreams 13 or diamondsareforever.ca on the website. Yes, yes. Counting down to the end of the segment till the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. We're going to be talking about so many things for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. But right now, for these Diamond Nights, July 13, 2020, we're going to flow. And focus on healing. Don't forget to donate. Keep us on the air. PayPal, Diamond James 13. Oh, no, sorry. That's the Instagram, Diamond James 13. PayPal is diamonddreams@live.ca. And again, you can check out the website, diamondsareforever.ca, for donations. Anything is welcome and accepted. And the donations is basically keeping us on the air, contributing to our projects, to our agricultural crops at the Diamond Retreat, and supporting a physical environment, maintaining a physical environment for us to get back to nature and get back to ourselves in peace without worrying about the craziness happening on the outside world. So we're going to go up to another song right now, and this episode is just mainly going to be nice soothing songs just to get us into the meditation mode of flowing and getting ready for the Diamond Phenomenon, crystallizing our vessel during these Diamond Nights. So much more information coming to you for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020, so keep it locked. We're going to go on to the next song now. And enjoy these next few songs. Again, this is your host, Chanella Bretta L. And this is Diamond Talk Radio, Diamond Night Segments, counting down to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020.
Please believe. Thank you.
Diamond Talk Radio, and this is our Diamond Nights segment episode counting down to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020, which we were supposed to launch, set it off for summer solstice, but again, this is why it's Diamond Nights, because we're crystallizing, we're healing, we're getting ready for Life Beyond the Stars, which will be our next segment in the fall, in the autumn. And to be honest, nobody's ready for these 2020 codes. For the Diamond Phenomenon 2020, you gotta be really prepared for this information I'm about to drop. And what's crazy about it is that all the information is not even here yet. So what I have is mind-blowing enough. You would think that, yeah, that's the phenomenon, but everyone has to really be on the same vibration to unlock these codes I'm about to drop. So a lot of people are just not ready for this vibration, and hopefully these Diamond Nights episodes will get our viewers, our listeners, the diamonds ready and prepared for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. 2020 vision. And we're just harnessing the energies right now. As you know, there's a lot going on in the cosmos, a lot of eclipses, lunar, solar. We had summer solstice, and we also had July 4th that just passed by, where Sirius star system, it aligns with planet Earth, basically amplifying the energies on the planet as well. So there were a lot of times we were supposed to go on the air, but most of the time it's better to just be still and keep your energy in and harness your energy, and so that you can put it, it can become stronger and you can put it to use for bigger, better things. And that's what the Diamond Phenomenon is about, bringing out the diamond in you. And in order to crystallize, we have to harness, just like how pressure is needed to create a diamond. Pressure is in an enclosed space, it seems, right? And even as a butterfly, a caterpillar transforms into a butterfly, it's enclosed as well. And sometimes you really can't, you have to do things in the darkness when you're going to make your biggest move. And yes, Diamond Nights, let's get prepared for the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. So I hope you guys like the song. Sade is one of our main artists on this talk show because she is queen. She is like the queen of all mermaids walking this planet in the physical form. So shout out to her music and all those that resonate with their harmonic. Music, it's really harmony, and those that really are connected to the heart and know real music can definitely resonate. This is another genre that we love. We're in love. It's the music of love. And mermaids are from the kingdom of love. Those who are familiar with the Moors, with mer people and mermaids and Omore, just being from the kingdom of love. And no matter what we go through, we constantly get pulled back into the heart because that's where home is. That's where the home is, and we continue growing, crystallizing, and thriving to be better and better every time. So what I want to get into for this Diamond Night episode is also wanted to mention, Sade said in one of her intros for album Friday the 13th. Now we know what Friday the 13th is all about. Things get better every time. And those that are familiar with Sade and know what she says, you really resonate with it, especially if you're in tune with like the full moon and like Friday the 13th and those types of days that are so-called superstitious. You really start to realize the feeling and the meaning within those days, these things, these days. And Greetings, it's your host, Chanel and Beretta L. Again, Diamond Knights. We're just closing off the segment for tonight's show. We were here as I was reading the article on the Nazarenes, the Essene Nazarenes. And unfortunately, we weren't connected when I continued. But if I could pick up where I left off, I will not be reading the full episode or the full article. Episode, counting down until the end of the segment, which will lead us up to the Diamond Phenomenon 2020. You'll hear me read more of this article on Essene.org on the Essene Nazarene. Now I'm just going to pick back up where I left off. So, this priesthood was called the priesthood of Malachi Zedek, was governed by God via good angels and the divinely inspired book of the Eternal Covenant. The original founder was Enoch. Later, Moses led a major Jewish religion, was known as Essene Nazarene Judaism. But Essene Nazarene Judaism was not a violent, flesh-eating form of Judaism based on bloody animal sacrifice, became the dominant religion of Israel. The nonviolent vegetarian Essenes were prosecuted by the animal sacrifice cults. Both forms of Judaism expected a Messiah. The sacrificial cult expected the Messiah to be a warrior king. The Essene Nazarenes expected a Messiah, a spiritual king. And so it was that the Messiah of through the For it was the Essene scriptures and prophecies that proved true. And so it was that the Essene Nazarene Jews, practitioners of the authentic Judaism established by God through Enoch and Moses, became the first Christians, the very first Christians. The first Christians were not called Christians. The term was not used until years later. They were called Essene Nazarenes. Ebonites, or usually referred to as simply as Nazarenes or Ebonites. Let us begin our description of early pre-Paul Christianity with a look at the meaning of the terms Nazarenes and Ebonites. The term Nazarene refers to members of the Essene movement associated with Mount Carmel in northern Israel. The